Yes, I have Mr. Fentress for the president.
Thank you. Just a moment. Hold him on a minute, President. At the hangar. Hello?
Yeah.
Thank you, operator. Just a moment.
Hello?
Hello?
Marlin?
Yes, sir.
I won't tell you how much your friendship's meant all the years and how loyal you've been and what a great source of inspiration that you've always been to me and comfort and, how nobly you've carried on what your dear daddy helped me start doing, and,
I think most of that is mutual, Mr. President.
Well, I just, I'm always there when you need me, and I've never even had to, inquire, and it's been a wonderful satisfaction to have a friendship with men of character like you, and I want you to know it. I've got a moment to a little rest here, and Humphrey just left, and I thought I'd call two or three of my good friends that did.
Well, as I told you in a letter about a year ago, I'm just thankful to heaven that you are alive.
Yeah.
And we're at that time, and we'll continue to be for some time.
Well,
I hope.
Tell Harry, if you don't, I may not get to talk to him, but tell him how much his encouragement and advice and all you all have done have helped me and how good it made me feel. And tell Dick how much I appreciate it. And they were awfully good in Austin, and
well,
I'll just try to be worthy of it. And when you need me, why, I'm close as a telephone.
Well, we're all for you, and any way we can help, all you have to do is ring the phone.
Now, will you tell these other boys so I won't, so they won't think I've forgotten them?
I surely will, and it was indeed thoughtful of you to call.
My best to your wife.
Thank you, sir.